Welcome to the universe we call home, as well as others. Here, we collide the universes of fact and fiction. Are you ready to take it to the max?
Hello everyone, 2020 is almost over.
We did it. We made it through. It only took us 365 days, but we made it here.
Was it a leap year or not a leap year?
I don't think it was a leap year.
Okay, just checking. I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't care enough, but that's fine. We made it.
It's absolutely fine.
We're done with this year. No, you know what a great thing is? I love hearing people say, oh, 2020's done. 2021, well, that's my year. It'll be so great and perfect and wonderful. The land of sunshine.
I'm a little bit annoyed with that perspective.
Why, you're not happy for 2021?
I just feel it's really misguided and I think it's almost ignorant to the point of annoyance that people just say 2021's going to be so perfect and fixed. Coronavirus vaccine rollout will not be...
January 1st, 2021, coronavirus vaccine.
Bang, bang, bang. No more mutated strains of coronavirus. That's all gone.
No.
All the people who died in 2020, they're going to be back to life. Biden's going to move into presidency on the 1st instead of, later on.
February, whatever.
Nope. Zach, it's just going to happen on the 1st.
On the first day, say everything will go back to better. No, not even just back to normal. Back to better.
Better, better. Yeah, bounce back better, Zach.
Yep, that's where we're going.
It's so ignorant to the, and as I've said, I get a little bit annoyed with it, but, I mean, whatever, people want to feel happy, and I guess...
Yeah, let them believe it. Let's let the world be happy. Isn't that just great? Yeah. Look at that. So excited to let everyone be happy. Basically a dictator over people's emotions, aren't you, Max?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to the Max. I'm Max. Zach, how's it going today?
Very good. Well, once again, the year's over.
I'm not letting you feel very good until January, Zach.
That's true. January, I can finally feel good.
Yeah, well, you can because I let you, Zach.
That's true. Only when I am told to feel good, I will.
Exactly.
Okay, well, this...
And it's been... But needless to say, it's been a interesting year.
Interesting sometimes for the worse, sometimes for the better, but interesting.
And it's a year that I hopefully will not forget. No idea what kind of mental health, like, maybe I get Alzheimer's, you hope you don't get it when you're young.
Yeah, that would be bad.
You know, I don't want to lose my precious brain.
Yeah, that would be very, very bad, but as we're not there yet, we had a...
You never know, Zach, Alzheimer's could be right around the corner.
That's true.
Who 2021 know? Comes,
January
slap,
1st.
You're screwed.
Yep, January 1st. But looking back on our year...
It has been surprisingly a good year for us. And I know that's a weird thing to say, because so many people had one of the worst years ever for their lifetime, obviously. We're not comparing it to history, because as many people will be happy to point out, Black Death killed a lot of people, and, just living conditions were terrible back then. There was no cell phones, there was no...
Yeah, what would we do without the internet? Oh no, not the cell phones. The Black Death is coming to kill us, but I don't have my cell phone. Oh no.
Yeah. So, but anyways, we have actually had a good year, and I think first we should start off with talking about the podcast history, because we can do that, because there's only one year, less than that, actually.
Yeah, we started when?
March,
April, somewhere.
Okay, so, I'm going to pull up our first Apple Podcasts episode.
Please do not go listen to them.
Please do
They're
not.
Horrible. The audio is very bad. And it gives me nightmares just thinking about that. That we actually recorded those and thought it was a good idea after listening back.
We do not endorse them.
No, not one bit. We would take them down if we could, but they screw with the numbers.
Yeah, we want to keep those numbers high.
We like the order.
So the first episode was out April 25th on Apple Podcasts. However, we started off with the weirdest thoughts of just recording a podcast just for fun. I know, not for money, but for fun.
For fun. Why would we ever do something with our time if it wasn't to make a profit? who would have thought that?
Yeah, we originally had a Google Drive folder where we put the podcast. They're just
sitting there.
Just sitting there. Recorded off my phone, and Zach was on a Discord call with zero, not even recording from the computer. I had to put the audio just out in the air. It was
on speaker.
speaker. You know, that's the best audio ever. Paired with the iPhone recording technologies of a iPhone 6.
Yeah. Clearly, we were going places from the beginning.
Clearly, we were.
And now, Joe Rogan, we've already passed you. Spotify's offered us $150 million. So, take
Zach, don't talk about the deal yet, Zach.
Oh, we're on... definitely. We'll get sued for... The contract's over. We lost it, Max. Oh, no.
Zach, what have you done? You lost us our $150 million.
The biggest event on Spotify is gone. No.
We were about to throw some punches at Joe Rogan. I'm just saying.
Yeah, he better be watching out because we are right around the corner.
Well, we'll just sign a deal with Apple, I guess.
Yeah. $200 million. Oh, I can't say that one either. No. All right. Well,
it wouldn't work because we're on Anchor, which is a Spotify product, if you didn't know.
Oh, well, that's fine. Anchor might just ban us if we sign with Apple.
How would that even work? They automatically send us to Spotify. So in order to get an Apple deal, what would we even have to do?
I have no idea.
Too hard for us to think about.
Exactly.
But once we got there, we actually found Anchor, which was kind of the best thing ever.
No, what about before Anchor?
Oh, okay. We had
Podbean.
Oh, yeah.
Where we could post one episode a week for free.
One episode a week for free.
Without having to pay.
Which was scary because, you know, I accidentally deleted one and I couldn't put it back.
Yep. We don't ever want to go back to the dark ages of using Podbean. What a site.
Disgusting.
It wouldn't let us do anything. We hated that site. That brings us into our sponsored segment, Anchor. Wow.
Should we put a sponsored segment right here?
Oh, no. They already know. Okay. But then we switched over to Anchor after realizing how terrible Podbean was.
And Anchor was kind of the best thing because... And I really do endorse Anchor as far as things go.
Even though they stopped giving us money, we still like to...
They are really good. I mean, free podcasts with quality. You even actually can make a revenue, for God's sake.
Exactly. We make cash. Well, not anymore, but we did make cash. You know, any Anchor employees, if you want to send us another ad, we will appreciate it. But, you know, you don't have to.
Yeah, you don't have to, but, you know, we'd really appreciate it, wouldn't we?
Yeah, it'd be really cool, wouldn't it?
And so that brings us on to our fantastic start as a Star Wars podcast, Zach.
Yes. Well, if you couldn't already tell, the profile of our podcast is a Star Destroyer, a Republic Star Destroyer.
And
we were pretty cool.
We were pretty cool. And I genuinely enjoyed doing it.
Yeah, it was fun to just talk about, because we enjoyed it so much. We enjoyed watching all the movies, talking about them, and it was just a space where we could go and discuss it. Even though we didn't get that many listens, we may have had Max open up a lot of tabs on his computer and play it a bunch of times to make it look like we got listens. But, you know, that's okay.
We don't talk about that.
No, not at all.
But I think it was really fundamental for us to do that, just to start off, because obviously we weren't doing the best, but, like, still, we... It was really a good experience to learn and, you know,
have something fun to do in a bad time.
And when did we switch over to, I feel like...
It's around episode 10. Oh, from Star Wars to non-Star Wars?
Yeah. Well, I feel like that was actually motivated by...
By
Neil.
Was it?
So here's my perspective on this. Zach, you can tell me. But I think we started to talk about...
Scientific stuff. And that was more after we finished our breakdown series.
Yeah, we got our science and Star Wars kind of things. And then finally we reached out to Neil, right?
What number episode was that?
Neil was... It was
episode 30-something. Believe it or not, we're at 30. I think this is episode 45. But I could be completely wrong.
You are actually incorrect. No, you are correct. It's 45.
I was right. I was always right.
Yeah, but... It was around, so Neil Grass was episode 36, and I think I've organized these into seasons, and I think from like...
It was at the end of season 1.
Yeah.
Which is around episode 18, I think, if I'm remembering it correctly.
You are.
Yeah.
And it goes, and from there, that's sort of our shift.
Away from Star Wars.
And this was our shift into... our science. And I think Neil really pulled the full turn on that shift, just showing how far we could go with the science. Like,
yeah, but we made it.
We made it.
In simpler terms, we made it.
It was really, I just... And then from there, we got our health minister, Dr. Bonnie Henry, which, you know, in a normal year wouldn't be that impressive, but...
Yeah, this year.
This year. That's cream of the crop kind of stuff, isn't
it? Exactly. All you BC... Oh, don't what a surprise that was, wasn't it?
And then we got Tom Walters on the podcast, which is actually, I think that was one of the best conversations. Just, it was so interesting to talk. You know,
so knowledgeable.
So knowledgeable. And I think that's the thing with the podcast. I feel like just sharing the information is the true goal of this. It's not just in science. It's in the fields of life and sharing the information that helps people understand how the world works and, you know, how they can get better. Yeah. Something like that.
Spreading information. Aren't we just the best kind of people? Spreading the information.
I think we are kind of the best people. Not gonna lie. Hate to float our own boat or something, but
no, my ego is in perfect shape. Doesn't need any boost at all.
It's perfect, Zach. Yeah. How could it get better?
I know. Well, back to me being the best.
Yeah, but I think just this year surprisingly was good for us, and I obviously wasn't the same for a lot of people. But, you know, I think, I hope our success has inspired at least some people that they could find success somewhere else. And I think the big lesson for us with Neil was just...
Take the chance.
It might not turn out most of the time, but if there's no downside or small downside, why not go for it?
Exactly.
Because if there's a huge upside, take that risk every day.
Exactly. Nothing. Well, I mean, we really couldn't have gotten anything wrong unless he took our message the wrong way, got mad, blocked us, and then that was the end of our contact.
It would have been worse if he talked about us on his podcast.
I got these annoying two kids. They keep spamming emails at me. I had to block them after 50 emails. That was 50 emails in an hour. That was it.
Yeah, but I think that really just showed me, and I was pretty nervous when we were sending the email to Neil in the first place. Zach knows.
Yeah, it was a bit, like, how are you supposed to ask the guy?
Like, he's kind of a celebrity, isn't he?
Just a little bit. 6 million on Instagram. Well, you know,
that's nothing, Zach. Yeah,
have you seen our Instagram followers? Jeez.
You know how you can help us? Make it a New Year's resolution to subscribe and follow and...
Have you heard of our Patreon? Our Patreon, which is doing very well.
Very well. Yeah. I mean, very well for the people that aren't losing money in it.
Yeah, well, very well for everyone but us who are keeping their money as they should be.
Yeah, so I think that's enough about us.
Yeah, we don't need to boost our egos anymore. We're already on our high ships. We've made it to a point where our egos are literally sticking out of the top of our heads. But yeah.
I think it's time to talk about 2020 as a year for the rest of the common folk.
The rest of you lower people.
You lower people without a podcast who haven't got a celebrity on it.
Yeah, who do you people. Who do you think you are? The lower class, that's who.
Yeah, I think... Oh, also, before we go, I just wanted to say that we also have recently got a small new boost to our setup today.
That's true. We have headphones, Christmas present gift. Yes.
Yes. So, you know, we hope that this will help us in some sense sound better because we'll get used to what we sound like. I don't sound beautiful. I realize that now.
Yeah, I've heard my monotone voice when I don't speak in a higher tone is very, very odd to listen to when I'm farther away. So I'm adjusting now.
Yeah, but anyways, I think 2020 is a year that we discovered how wrong a lot of things we were doing. Now, Zach, this is a bold claim, and you can feel free to completely disagree with me.
All right, be ready.
Are you going to do it?
Well, I want you to keep going. I want to hear your entire statement first.
So, this year, we've done a lot of things that are not the norm. However, I think this helps us evaluate why those things were the norm in the first place. For example... What about things like, I don't know, going to work every single day when companies found out that a lot of them could manage the same efficiency rates with workers at home? And that saved them a ton of money on the bottom line for not having to rent office space and not having to, you know, I don't know, rent out things. And especially, like, I've heard Times Square is completely dead now because...
Everyone's working from home.
The office spaces in New York are probably pretty expensive.
I'd think so.
And imagine if you could just get rid of those office spaces that were costing you so much money and maintain a similar or maybe even slightly lower efficiency. That lower efficiency can completely be counteracted by the fact that you're saving so much in the form of, you know, actually having to come to work.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
That's one way to look at it. This year has been a learning experience. Obviously, it's been worse in other areas, but looking at it from that way, it's a learning experience. So now what, you think less the percentages of offices being rented will go down in the new year?
I mean, the thing is, I would personally hope so. I would hope that more companies continue to move the shift online. I mean, the online world is so prime for tapping. And I think that, just think about it, companies can save a lot. Their workers can be happier. There's less car, so you cost less to like drive out there. And, you know, I think altogether, for a lot of companies, it should be a big win. However, obviously, some companies not going to work. You can't really...
You can't really work from home at the lumber factory. It doesn't really work that way.
And, but, like, how about working 9 to 5?
What about it?
If you have a online schedule, that means you're more flexible. And let's say you still have the same targets, but you're not stuck in the 9 to 5. That's something that a lot of people have experienced now. And for a lot of people, that might work a lot better for them. You know, they don't have the time constraints. They don't have the pressure of being in office. They can work when they need to. They can be home with their family, have better connections with their family, but still be doing their work. I mean, I'm just saying, doesn't that sound a little bit better?
I'd say so. Obviously, there are definitely times where an office space is required. But this year has definitely shined on the online part of things, showing how online working is just sometimes easier, obviously sometimes not. But some companies have probably found it a lot easier to manage.
And another thing, what about those big business flights and, like, you know, that cost a lot of money to fly you halfway across the room for one board meeting where you do a deal when you could, you know...
Get on a Zoom call.
Just saying. Why? Oh, there's a formality in it. Come on. You're saving so much money by doing it the other way, and you get the same result.
That's true.
And... I mean, I'd love to go farther and say, wow, look at when the sweatshops in China shut down. I mean, the factories, sorry.
Yeah, correction.
Correction, factories. See how much the pollution was spilling out was just completely decreased.
There was like a halt in global warming this year.
Except for the fact that it resumed, and we really need a lot of things that are produced.
That's true. But for a brief moment of time this year, there was a halt on climate change.
There was. Well, not really, because the rest of the world was still doing things.
Yeah, but, you know, China is number one in the...
They're number one, Zach.
Number one. Congratulations. For them to shut down, it was really big.
And I know this is a little bit more of a talk episode, but I hope you guys enjoy this right now. But anyways, my big thing for this is... My big point is this showed... And a lot of people are like, oh, you got to support the small businesses. But I think this is the rise of Amazon. It was already hugely prominent, but this year it grew exponentially. It was far more powerful. And it showed why would we care to go to our local businesses.
It showed a lot of people that. And why it introduced a sense of laziness, in a way.
But
that
I think,
can just sit from home, whether or not that's a good form of laziness or not. I can just sit from home, get everything I would ever possibly need.
And for better prices than those local stores sometimes, because you could scour the webs for whatever you needed.
Exactly, whether or not that's morally right or not, it's true.
I think the thing is, I will argue all day that...
What will you argue?
I couldn't really say that I don't care about small businesses, but I'm going to say that Amazon is far more efficient, it's far more... Like, just easy for me to do. It's far more... Like, it's better in every single way. Except, you feel that guilt when you somehow are killing your local businesses. And the problem is, it's just... They don't... Amazon is so much better. What's the word I'm looking for? It's so much more...
Efficient?
Efficient? No. Accessible? I don't know. Something like that.
Easier to use?
And it shows that that's where the shift is going. Online deliveries, you know? And if local businesses can't do that, I mean...
It's obviously good to support local businesses.
But the problem is, if they're not shifting with this, a lot of time they're going to end up dying soon enough, because this shows where the industry's heading. A lot of people realized how much more productive they could be and how much lazier they could be, but how much easier for them it would be if they just didn't have to go up to find something from a small business when they could just order it online and get it delivered to themselves.
We could call this episode Max's Purge of the Small Businesses.
They shall all die.
They should all trample and fall to their knees.
I mean, what's your opinion on this, Zach? Because obviously I have a strong opinion.
Well, I think it's always good to support local businesses. It helps the economy.
It helps your local economy. You make friends. I know. Okay.
You make friends. It encourages you to be active instead of sitting at home on your computer weighing 400 pounds, typing with a Doritos bag in your left hand, your right hand on the keyboard, ordering more Doritos off of your safe or your like your local Safeway that delivers your food to you. It obviously it's easier.
But I mean, but think about it this way. I spend maybe you could spend up to like an hour a day, sometimes half an hour a day, you know, just trying to get something like groceries when you could just order that online and do something productive. For some people, it's not easy to be productive, but for people who actually want to be productive, isn't it far more efficient for them just to, you know, order it and then continue with their work instead of having to spend time out of their day? And like, what if you want to spend time with your family? You're just back from work. Hypothetically, you still have work in person.
That's true.
And you don't want to waste your time shopping for your family. You want to actually spend time with your family.
I mean, it depends. I mean, yeah, this market has opened up a lot for, like, people who are very busy. But if you aren't, if you don't have a lot on your plate, then this hasn't changed that much for you, if I'm being honest. Unless you've been super busy during this time, you probably haven't, at least on what we're going on about, noticed that too much has changed. Obviously, you can't go to the grocery store and pick whatever you want and roam freely, but you're not, unless you have changed over to that online effort, you still go to the grocery store, put your mask on. You don't sit at home on, like, Safeway online and have it delivered to you.
I think the thing to show definitive proof that no matter what we say, at the end of the day, Amazon is the far more convenient option, is that at the beginning of the year, Zach, read out how much was that stock price? I can't tell if you can read that.
An Amazon stock price at the beginning of the year was $2,000.
And now it's about $3,300.
So it went up.
And at a peak at this year, it was about $3,500. So that's increased from $2,000 all the way to $3,000+.
That's pretty good.
And that's very good, but I think that just really shows that no matter what, this is the demand.
That's true. This society's changed. What can we say?
Society has changed, and this is the whole point of 2020. If we don't learn from these things, we're really stupid. I'm just saying.
Yeah, we got to take this experience very carefully as a learning experience, as something we can reflect on and help move forward together as a whole and just become better everyone, better ourselves, become more productive and helpful human beings.
Yeah, I think really, I mean, let's think about what we can learn from this. Let's just talk about the pandemic. We learned that it's
that we're not ready.
We're not ready.
We need to be more ready.
And this was not a bad pandemic by any means. Talk to the 19th century people.
Yeah, Spanish flu. Well, that's true. If we're looking at a bigger, all of the major pandemics that this planet has faced, this one I don't think would be top five.
Not even close, Zach. No? Black Death happened like 4 times alone.
Yeah, well, there you go.
So, I think the thing is, I think we were very lucky to have it, in a sense. Because, hopefully, we'll realize that we need to be far more prepared for when a really bad one actually happens. And, you know, it's lucky that we didn't get hit with the King Kong of all freaking pandemics, because otherwise we really would have been screwed this year.
That's true. People really need to, at least leaders, need to sit down and realize, what can we do to make sure that this does not happen again? How can we be ready for when the next one hits?
And we'll talk about how we could be ready right after our short commercial break.
Oh, look at that.
Don't you love those transitions?
We're so good at them.
We'll be right back. And we are back.
Look at that. Your transitions today have just been on point, Max. On point.
If only I could get as good as my... If only I could get as good with my...
Transition.
If only I could have as good speaking as transitions.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go. There we go.
You pulled it off.
Took me 18 seconds, but I did it.
That's great. All right, well, Max, what was the second half?
So, we were talking about what the government should do... in lieu of the events that have happened in 2020. And I think you wanted to start us off. Totally, you did, Zach.
Totally, that's exactly what I said. On my notepad here, it says, I will pass it over to Max.
Dang it.
Yeah.
So I think the first thing government should just do is, and I know there's some controversy, the fact that, you know, a certain U.S. president eliminated a couple of pandemic early response team things.
Yeah, but ignoring that.
But ignoring that, it is clear that you have to have some early response initiatives that, you know, once a pandemic reaches a certain percent, like, once you have confirmation that it's a pandemic, or not pandemic, but that there's a dangerous virus that could be spreading, it's best to just stop and drop and you know, lock down. Well, not lock down. That's a very controversial thing. But... You know, you should have some early warning initiatives. I think that's the first thing.
I think another thing needed is government control. Because it's pretty obvious down in places that the government's influence, whether you support them or not,
is not very strong.
It's not strong.
It's not very strong at all. Can I talk about the Second Amendment for a second, Zach?
Oh, the guns?
Is that the Second Amendment?
Second Amendment in the States is the guns.
Frick, what's the freedom of speech?
That's the first one.
Can I talk about the First Amendment?
Yes.
So the First Amendment is a very, very interesting one to me as a Canadian. Because it's very stupid.
Well, don't we have that same right?
We do, but it's just not very... We don't have the amendments to say, oh, I'm exercising my First Amendment. Which is something the U.S. Every U.S. citizen loves to do. They just love to exercise their amendments.
That's true. I do hear people in the... I see videos of people... going on rambles, and then when someone calls them up for it, oh, just my First Amendment. Just because what I'm saying is not true doesn't mean I'm not allowed to do it.
You know, I think the whole thing with it is it's such a hypocritical thing on so many levels. Like, for example, you wouldn't let a terrorist come in and start talking about the fact that they were going to blow up the building with your uncle in it. That's not freedom of speech, but you can say that the pandemic's a hoax and you want to just go spread it to your parents because they're just being weak.
Well, is hate speech illegal? Yes.
It is, but for some reason, they feel like that their freedom of speech overrules the fact that hate speech shouldn't be allowed. They feel like that amendment allows everything. And they feel like they can voice whatever opinions and they feel like they can do whatever they want because of their freedom of will. But the whole point of freedom of will means that it can be overruled when your freedom of will is not worth endangering the safety of many other people. And that's the whole thing. Freedom of speech is good until you start talking about things that are clearly endangering other people and it just violates your use of...
Then it
becomes hate speech. And the same thing is with your freedom of choice, which is another thing they love to exercise. But, sorry, I know I'm really stereotyping, but some people love to exercise it. And the whole thing is, and again, I might have used this on the podcast before, but one of my favorite quotes is, your right to swing your fist stops at my face. So you do have a freedom of choice to do what you want, but that's not saying that you get to do it without any
consequences. Yeah.
Because you can step outside and you can shoot up a building.
You did that.
You had the freedom to do that. But you don't have the freedom to be excluded from punishment just because you can own a gun and I don't know.
Just because that's allowed. Just because you had the freedom to do that doesn't mean you can't escape the consequences
for
doing that.
This is the thing. And you might have the physical freedom to go inside of a building without a mask. But doesn't mean you're going to be exempt from consequences.
Doesn't mean they'll actually let you in. You can walk all the way up to the building stairs not wearing it, but just because you're doing that doesn't mean they have to let you in.
Oh boy. Another thing I'd love to talk about, and I bet you might agree with this, Zach, but is the treatment of employees when they are enforcing a no-mask rule, or a mask rule, sorry.
I've seen too many videos of people not wearing masks and then getting mad at the employee.
First of all, the employee could be as pro-mask as you, but they want to keep their job, don't they?
Yeah.
Or anti-mask as you. They could be as anti-mask as you, But they want to keep their job because they actually need money, unlike you, you ungrateful little.
Yeah, you overgrowing, your ego is bigger than ours.
And the thing is, they're just enforcing the company's policy and the government's policy effectively. So really, it's not their fault at all. If anything, take it up with the head of the company or take it up with the government. It's not their fault. They're just enforcing a rule that's been put in place.
Exactly.
They have no choice in creating that law or that rule or that law. So why get angry at them?
Yeah, you're getting wrong at the wrong people.
I don't know. It's just such a weird thing to me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any opinions on it, Zach?
No, I just know people will be people. People will always be people, whether or not...
They're good people.
They're good people or not is up for question, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. This year has just clearly shown how stupid humans can be sometimes. Clearly...
It's brought out the best and worst in everyone.
Best in us, worst in other people.
That's right. We can never be bad. You heard it here.
You heard it here first, folks.
We are never bad. Nothing ever could happen where we would be bad.
Yeah, I think... But, like, just think. This year has shown how... People can have zero regard for other people's lives, which is such a severe thing. And it's just so surprising how carelessly some people act with it. Like the fact that their actions could kill people.
But they don't. But me. But I will be okay.
But I have my freedom of choice. I can do what I want. It doesn't matter if I'm going to kill people.
I will be okay if I do it.
You're just weak if you die. I have my own choices.
Yeah, my body will kick Kuroda's butt the second it enters.
I'll have my magical healing crystal, so you better shut up now.
I've got my gypsy tears. I'll keep you all away. The COVID won't even come near my body when it sees the gypsy tears I have.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, humans are imperfect by design.
By design?
But God created us to be imperfect, Zach.
Did he? So that we could discover our own flaws?
I don't know. I don't understand that rationale at all.
All right, well, moving on from the God statement.
Yeah, we don't want me to get into any trouble here.
No, no religion talk on the podcast. Only a podcast with zero listeners that is locked, viewed by no one, will be able to talk about God with
That's
Max.
Just pretty much a conversation with me, or with you.
Basically.
Yeah.
I think it should always stay that way before we can't let any of those opinions get out.
So, Zach, do you have anything else before we close the podcast? Because it is getting close to the eve of the new year.
That's true. This podcast has been recorded on New Year's Eve.
And it should come out on New Year's Eve, hopefully.
Yeah, whether or not you listen to it. If you have your post notifications turned on, and you know...
I found that podcast notifications are notoriously bad.
Yeah, I don't get mine for a while.
Yep.
But, you know, if you are... checking in on us every day, and you see that we post, and you're listening to it on New Year's Eve. Well, hi.
Hello.
Hi. We did it. We made it through the year, whether or not you enjoyed it or not. Most of us probably didn't.
And I think I'm just thankful for the probably two people who've listened to us through the year, because you've made this journey with us, and you are a true to the max
supporter.
And you know what can make you a better supporter?
Our Patreon!
Wow, that was so clean. So.
You really swayed him into that one. You fishing pulled them. You got him on the bait. Now you were tying them in for the Patreon
No one saw it coming, but then, bam, the
just
left.
Like that. Left hook out of nowhere. And
why did we both say left and we both swung our right fist?
You know, we don't talk about it. There's no camera, no proof. We didn't even have to bring it up, but now there's going to be a controversy. See, you ruined it all. But thank you, everyone.
Thank you so much. Awesome. This is a fantastic podcast so far. I hope we can get the same support in the following year.
For the second year of To the Max, To the Max 2 coming soon.
If to we the Max 2 what?
If we couldn't make our name any more confusing to intro, welcome back to the To the Max 2 podcast. Wouldn't that just be spectacular?
That would be fantastic. Yeah. Zach, anything else? Do you think we're good?
I think we've made it.
Thank you guys so much. Have a safe and fantastic rest of the day.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. And make sure to take it to the max. Goodbye.